This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
حتى نعلم المجاهدين منكم والصابرين ونبلو أخباركم إن الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل وشاقوا الرسول من بعد ما تبين لهم الهدى لن يضروا الله شيئا وسيحبط أعمالهم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول ولا تبطلوا أعمالكم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول ولا تبطلوا أعمالكم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول ولا تبطلوا أعمالكم
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Today's reflection is going to be on ayah number 33, chapter number 47, Surah Muhammad, peace be upon him. In this ayah, the Almighty Allah commands the believers as follows. He says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ
O who you believed, obey Allah and obey the Messenger of Allah and do not invalidate your good deeds. There are many things to ponder over in this ayah. Even the language itself. So when Allah the Almighty says, O who you believe, أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ, then He says again, أَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ, it makes a huge difference than simply saying أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ. What difference does it make? When Allah the Almighty says, أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ, then He says, أَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ, that means if there is a commandment, an order, or even a prohibition, or a recommendation, which the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said or did or approved, and it is not mentioned in the Quran, it is as if Allah the Almighty himself has commanded it or prohibited it. Because the obedience of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is required, and his commandments are as authentic and as powerful as the commandment of the Almighty Allah. We have many examples. Take for instance, the ordainment of Sadaqatul Fitr or Zakatul Fitr by the end of Ramadan and before the Eid prayer. It has no mention in the Quran. But it is obligatory. It is one of the prescribed forms of zakah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is not permissible to marry a woman and her aunt, paternal or maternal. That's not mentioned in the Quran, but it is as haram as if it is mentioned in the Quran. That's why he said, ati'u Allah. Then he repeated the word ati'u and obey independently al-Rasul. وَلَا تُبَطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Do not render your good deeds invalid. And how could this happen? Good deeds could be rejected via one of the following evil practices. Number one, shirk. Because a mushrik who does so many good deeds, it will not be accepted from the Almighty Allah. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And the Almighty Allah said by the end of Surah Al-Kahf, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Shall we not inform you about the greatest losers in respect of deeds? So in fact, in the dunya, they have done a lot of good deeds. And they have actually worshipped, but they didn't worship Allah. And when they did good deeds, they did not do the good deeds to please Allah or to anticipate the reward from Allah, rather from whatever they were worshipping. That's why on the Day of Judgment, Allah the Almighty labeled them as Al-Akhsareen A'mala. Not only Khasireen, rather Al-Akhsareen, the greatest losers. So what happened to their good deeds? In vain, invalid, not accepted. And if a Muslim who believes in the oneness of Allah and does any good deed, but while showing off, so the deed will be invalidated and he will not earn any reward out of that. It's called al-riya'. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ. Allah the Almighty threatened and warned those who pray while showing off, in order to be admired by people. So he said, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. The Almighty Allah also mentioned that, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبَطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. Which means a person may have donated from lawful earning and donated generously and maybe with sincerity, but afterward, he keeps talking about his generosity and reminding those whom he have done good to them or give them any charity, and hurts their feeling, so that invalidates the good deed which has been done. Also among the acts which invalidates the good deeds, innovations. When a person does a good deed, but he adds to it or he alters it, even though it is prescribed this way, or he is doing something which seems to him as a good deed, but it is out of what Allah has prescribed, then in this case, it's an innovation. And the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, every matter which is an innovation in this religion will be rejected. The person will not be rewarded for it. Rather, he will be punished for it. So remember, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَلَا تُبَطِلُوا أعمالكم. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.